Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Kaiju Carnage. I am your host, Cal the Kaiju Guy. So, what's up, everyone? I hope everybody's doing well today. I had a pretty eventful weekend myself. You know, we had some bad weather roll through where I live at, like to the point to where the wind, I mean, it seemingly came out of nowhere. Like, I mean, it was bad. I mean, like, it had to have been blowing at least 40, 50 mile an hour winds. I mean, because it just came out of nowhere to the point to where I was trying to get stuff in my backyard kind of secured down and stuff. And my neighbor was outside doing the same thing. And he told me at one point, he said, "Dude, I think that tree in your backyard's about to go down." And I was like, "Oh God," you know, so, I watched the tree for probably about a good 20 minutes. And yeah, that thing was, it was bowing in the wind. I was very, very nervous because if it would have went, just because at the position that the tree is in and also just the direction that the wind was blowing and all that, if it went down, it would have landed right on top of my house. So I've already spoke with my brother-in-law and was basically like, we're about to trim that tree up a pretty good bit because he and I have removed trees before. And so I'm going to see if he'll come over and assist me in getting that thing down. So yeah, and today at work, working for a, you know, local utility company, it's yeah, it was a mighty busy day today. But anywho, here we are for my third weekly episode. I still haven't really come up with a name for it. So if you guys have any kind of suggestions or anything like that for a name to call this third episode, you know, like my Saturday episodes are Kaiju Carnage. My Wednesday episodes are the weekly Kaiju Havoc. And so if you guys have any suggestions or anything for this Monday episode, I'm all ears. I'm not saying that I'll, you know, take the suggestion. I'm not trying to sound rude or anything, but you know, if one of you guys like have some suggestions and it's a good idea, I'll absolutely use it and give you credit for it for coming up with the name of the episode. So, you know, just throwing that out there. But anywho, today I'm going to be talking about something that I mentioned probably like a couple of episodes ago. That is, I find to be very, very fascinating. And like, I'm definitely intrigued to see where it goes, if it escalates, how it escalates, and all of that kind of stuff. I'm going to be talking about the recent orca attacks that's been happening since 2020, still to this day, in which a pod or two pods or a pack, you know, whatever you call a group of orcas and everything, they have been attacking shipping vessels or fishing boats and things like that, some of the smaller boats and all of that. And it has people very, very confused. It has experts confused as to why they're doing this and all of that. So I just wanted to talk about it a little bit, you know, just to shed some light on it. You know, I'm sure maybe some of you guys will find this to be interesting as well. And also considering next Monday, I'm going to be covering the documentary called Blackfish, which is about the mistreatment of orcas that's been done at the hands of certain members at SeaWorld and all of that. So I'm kind of in an orca mood and want to talk about it and all of that. So before I get into it, I want to go ahead and say that the episode that I did last Monday on Curse of the Undead, that episode has performed just as strongly as the Kaiju stuff. So I wanted to extend a thank you to you guys being open to hearing me talk about things other than Kaiju related stuff in this bonus episode that I'm going to be doing every Monday. And I'm hoping that this one does pretty well. And Saturday's episode that I did that was on Mocha Dick, the white whale of the Pacific that partially inspired Moby Dick, has also performed extremely well, like on track to outperform many of my kaiju episodes and everything. So I'd like to thank you guys for, you know, sticking around and giving me a chance to branch out a bit and talk about things that's not just strictly kaiju related and all of that. I really, really appreciate it. But now let's jump into the orca attacks. Now, pretty much, if you guys want to look up any of this kind of information for yourself and read numerous articles and all of that kind of stuff, seriously, just get on Google and type up orca attacks, and it will be everywhere. Like, the media is covering it like there's no tomorrow, because it is a very strange phenomenon that's happening right now. And basically, the gist of what's going on is that there's this area called, forgive me if I butcher this name, it's called the Strait of Gibraltar, I believe that's how you say it. Pretty much it separates Europe from Africa. And this is where the bulk of the attacks are happening. And they're attacking vessels that, some of them are fishing vessels, some of them are delivery vessels and things like that. But the average size of the vessels that are being attacked are 39 feet long. Now, for a comparison, a full-grown orca can grow up to 30 feet. And some pods of orcas can have as many as 25 members, like in a single pod or something like that. So they're not much smaller than the boat that they're messing with. And I can only imagine what people on the boats are feeling / experiencing whenever they go through that. Because let's be honest here, there are a number of scenarios whenever it comes to wild animals that I consider to be extremely terrifying. Like, to the point where it's like, I would hate to be in that situation. And I've told you guys before, like, whenever I've covered Gustav the crocodile and now Mocha Dick, the fact that I look up a lot of stuff on whales and now I'm covering orcas, I'm a nature nut. I love watching nature documentaries. I love watching things on predators. Whenever Shark Week rolls around, I'm glued to the TV watching anything that's shark related. I love watching nature documentaries, primarily on predators. I love watching things about crocs and gators. I love watching things concerning like wolves, tigers, lions, bears, oh my, you know, like all of that kind of stuff. And I do like watching things on orcas as well as whales and stuff. And there are certain things that as I'm watching, I just, you know, Emily has watched a few things with me and I'll just look at her and be like, that's like top 10 most terrifying thing that I could witness, like, if I was in a certain situation. And some things are, you know, because I get on TikTok sometimes and you'll see people, like, in Australia or in Florida or something like that, and they're sitting there, they're fixing to go fishing or they're fixing to go swimming or something like that, and they're like, oh, I just kind of looked out at the water a little bit more carefully than what I was initially going to, and just underneath the water where I was fixing to dive in, there's an alligator right there. Or there's been numerous times, you know, seeing things in like Australia and all of that where someone will, you know, they're getting ready to go fishing or something and they say, well, let me test the water real quick, and they'll throw a rock in the water and this massive crocodile just comes out of nowhere and everything. It's like, it's the idea that these things could exist in the water and you cannot see them. And sometimes whenever they slowly rise, like all you can see are their eyes, their mouth is open, it's their teeth. And it's like, you know, 1 minute they're not there and then literally, boom, there they are. That's terrifying to me, but I'm fascinated by it and I love watching it. Sharks, you know, I love watching things about sharks. I've seen lots of videos. Like, it's real cool. I get on YouTube, like YouTube Shorts or TikTok, and just type up like shark surprise or something like that, and all kinds of things happen. There was a video that I saw the other day where this girl was getting ready. She was there was a ladder off the back of her boat, and they're out in the ocean, and there was a ladder off the back of her boat, and she was kind of halfway submerged already, and she was fixing to submerge all the way, like get off of the ladder and go swimming to dive to do whatever it was she was going to do. And I guess something must have just told her, her gut feeling must have said, dip your head in the water and look first before you go. And so she kind of put her head into the water and then immediately climbed back into the boat. And just as she got back into the boat, a shark came up right where she was, and like mouth was open, bit, like trying to grab anything, could not grab it. Like, the ocean can be a terrifying thing. And like I've said, there are certain things that I'm like, that's top 10 most terrifying things that I could encounter. Things on that list are a situation like with the crocodiles or the alligators that I've told you guys about. Something like that with the sharks, being in the middle of the ocean and you just see a shark coming like through the murk and all that kind of stuff. Terrifying. If you're out in the wilderness and then all of a sudden a bear just walks right in your path. Being surrounded by like a wolf pack, things like that. It's things like that that I'm like, it's just terrifying. And to see the footage of some of these people that are on these boats, that the boats are being bumped around and knocked around a little bit, and you can just see the orcas just circling around the boat and all that kind of stuff. That's got to be terrifying to go through something like that. But orcas are a very strange creature. I've talked about before that they are extremely intelligent, like ungodly intelligent. Like it's a thing of like, we measure intelligence based on ourselves, that we are capable of, communicating with each other through speech, forming a society, being capable of building things and using tools and stuff. And so a lot of times that's where we measure intelligence. Like, we're at the top of the food chain because we can do all of this stuff while other things cannot. And I've always, like, one comparison I've always made is like, there are other creatures out there that can create things and build things, just not in the way that we do, or something like that. I've used ants as an example. You see an anthill or something like that, and you think, oh, whatever, it's just an anthill or whatever. But I mean, if you do a deep dive and look into these anthills, I mean, like, that's a little society that they have created. That anthill is basically their skyscraper that they have made, or something like that, in their world and all that. So, animals are smarter than what people give them credit for. And orcas are among some of the most intelligent that are out there. And the fact that they've learned to be able to attack these vessels, not just simply attack them, but be capable of immobilizing them. Like, they have figured out what gives them power, like what makes them move, and they can immobilize it. Like, that's how smart they are, that just this regular animal can see these boats passing by and be like, hey, that thing that's sticking out the bottom, to us, it's a rudder. To them, they don't know the difference between a rudder and just the boat itself, but they've been able to isolate that thing moves in a certain way, to where we've put two and two together and figured out that's what causes that thing to move. We're about to take it out. And they've learned how to do that. Now, orcas are known to be playful, though. So a lot of experts, when it comes to these attacks and everything, really do not believe that the orcas are doing it just to be cruel or just to be mean. And it's not just this thing of they have this vendetta against ships and they're attacking them, trying to harm anybody. Because all of the vessels that's been attacked or immobilized, and in some cases sunk, none of the parties on board, none of the humans, have been injured. They haven't been attacked themselves. They haven't been bitten. They haven't been drug away. It's like as soon as the boat is immobilized, the orcas are like, okay, we're done. And they leave. Because orcas are playful. And so people don't know if, like, what the reasoning behind why they're doing this. They don't know if it's because they've just decided this is a fun little game for them to play. Like, you know, a lot of people consider it cool, but at the same time, I mean, cruel, but at the same time, you know, to them, they don't know the difference between being mean and being kind and all that kind of stuff. We've seen, if you've ever watched any kind of nature documentary on orcas, that you can see that whenever they're chasing seals and eating seals and stuff like that, that they'll just devour them. They'll rip them to shreds and all of that kind of stuff. And once they've pretty much had their fill and they're done, they will find one more seal and they'll just play with it. Like they're nudging it with their nose, they're bopping it out of the water with their tails and stuff like that. And they really, for all intents and purposes, just harass this poor seal. And after they're done playing their game or whatever, they're like, okay, well, that was fun. And then they just leave. So they do like to have fun. They do like to play and all of that. So, you know, that goes into account as to why they would be doing this. Now, let's talk about the history of these attacks a little bit. First of all, there have been encounters, like bad encounters with orcas, dating back, you know, decades. But here recently, since 2020, there's really been a spike in the aggression that orcas are showing towards vessels and things like that. The first time that this really started kicking off was in May of 2020, in that strait that I told you guys about. In just 2020, there in that area, there were 49 instances of contact that were done in 2020 alone. Now, whenever I say instances of contact, I'm merely meaning just that. It sounds exactly what it is exactly what it sounds like, to where they've actually made contact with the vessel. Now, there's much more other reported cases of encounters with orcas, but sometimes it would be just the vessel is going across the water, making its delivery or going to its fishing spot or whatever. A pod of orcas will show up. They'll follow and they'll kind of circle around a little bit and everything, but then they leave and they don't do anything. But just in 2020, and talking about instances of contact made with the boat, there were 49 that was done in 2020 alone, and it's done nothing but go up ever since until today in June of 2023. The main thing that they attack is the rudder. And once they attack the rudder and pretty much immobilize the boat, they tend to leave it alone. And there have been three cases so far of them actually sinking a boat. Smaller boats, you know, that range anywhere like 25 to 35 feet long or something like that, that they've hit it with enough force that it springs a leak, it begins to sink, and as it's going down, you know, eventually the orcas will just leave. But again, in all of those cases of the vessel actually sinking to where the people are in the water, the orcas do not bother them. They don't mess with them. And they just turn around and leave. It got bad enough to where the Portuguese Coast Guard has banned smaller vessels from traveling in this particular area. Because they're feeling like the larger vessels that are anywhere, you know, from like 35 to 45, possibly even 50 feet long, they stand a better chance of surviving an orca attack because they're larger than the orca itself. Now, like I said, a full-grown orca can grow to be up to 30 feet long. So if you have a vessel that's only 20 feet long, you know, that's 10 feet is a pretty significant size difference when you're talking about this creature and all that, you know, so smaller vessels, I wasn't able to find a size range as to what is banned, but the Portuguese Coast Guard has banned smaller vessels from actually going down that area. Now, as far as the reasons as to why this is happening, a lot of experts say that there are a number of possibilities, there are a number of theories. One theory And it's the most popular theory right now because, let's be honest here, it promotes aggression and fear, and that sells. And so it's good for ratings, it's good for clicking on articles, and it's good for sending the message. And so this is the most popular theory, but it has not been proven or anything, and I did kind of help out with this theory in spreading it, because whenever I reported on it about 2 episodes ago, I didn't know that it was just a theory. I was just thinking of things off the top of my head, and I thought that maybe it was something that had actually happened. But turns out there's no evidence whatsoever to suggest that this did actually happen. The most popular theory is that it originates from one vengeful female, to where one of two things happened. Either one, a baby orca or multiple baby orcas were injured due to being hit by the vessel, because it happens. You know, we've seen numerous things online and we've read articles and stuff like that to where sea creatures will get injured due to rudders and propellers and things like that. And so that's one theory, that a younger orca was injured, and so now she's trying to extract revenge on any boats that get into the area as a territorial kind of thing, because this female would view it as, you're a threat to my children, I'm going to immobilize you kind of thing. The other theory to that degree of like spreading fear and aggression and all that, is that another orca, not really specified as male or female or anything like that, but another orca was caught in a fishing net that was being towed by one of these vessels, and maybe it got stressed out, or maybe it got injured due to the net, and then whenever it finally got loose, it's pretty much had a vendetta against vessels and things like that. And if either of those are true, the reason why it's beginning to spread is because orcas, like I've said, extremely intelligent. They are capable of teaching each other different things. And they do have a way of communicating. Whales communicate with each other all the time with their sounds that they make and all of that kind of stuff. And orcas are also capable of communicating with one another. And so it is a theory that some orca got injured, or a pup got injured, or something like that, and she is now communicating to other orcas that these things are a threat and we need to take them out. That's the most popular theories that are out there. Some experts believe that this is just a fad. This is just something that orcas have decided. They kind of got bored one day, saw this thing, and was like, we're going to mess with that for a little while. And they play with it while it's capable of moving, and then the moment they immobilize it, because they've taken care of the rudder, this isn't fun anymore, and they leave. So that could be a reason. As far as people believing that this is very coordinated attacks and everything, and that they're really just getting to the point of viewing vessels and humans as like potential prey and things like that, I don't think that that is the case. I think it is much more likely like that they're just being playful or something like that. There's one expert that I read believes that they're using the ships as a means to teach younger orcas how to hunt. And the reason why they believe they're teaching them how to hunt is specifically because they're going for the rudders of the boats. Very, very similar to if they were attacking another sea creature or something. One of the first things that they do when they go up against other whales, or a few times when they've gone up against sharks and things like that, they attack the tail first to immobilize the target. And after the target is immobilized, then the feast is on and they begin eating and all of that. So, you know, I don't know. I honestly don't know. I don't know in my own personal opinion. I don't think it's a case of a vengeful female. I just don't. Like, you know, because it's one of those deals to where it's like, I know there has to be a first for everything, but it's just one of those deals to where it's like, it is 2023. as long as humans and orcas have interacted with each other, you're never going to convince me that this is the first time that an orca was injured or a pup was injured by a rudder, and an orca in response was like, I'm going to start taking care of that. Like, I just don't believe that's the case or whatever. It's much more likely, in my opinion, that it is a fad. It's the fact that they're being playful, or it's the fact that they're teaching their young hunting tactics and things like that. I'm going to share with you guys now a story from an individual by the name of Dan Kreese. And he was the captain of a vessel that has actually encountered the same group of orcas twice. The first time that it happened was in 2020. He was on his vessel and he was delivering a yacht. And before he knew it, a pack of orcas had shown up, and he counted 8 different individuals. And they pretty much hung around for an hour and was bumping into the boat and not necessarily like aggressively attacking the boat, but bumping into it at different strategic spots and everything until eventually they did destroy the rudder of the boat. They immobilized it. They had to call for assistance, and another vessel had to come out and hook up to them and tow them to the nearest dock. And so that was the first time that he dealt with this. Fast forward 3 years, in April of 2023, he was making another delivery, and just based on certain, the way that they look, because they do have distinguishing features amongst themselves, he was able to single out like 3 or 4 of them and say, these are the same orcas. These are the ones that attacked me before, and they attacked again. The only difference is that he said he noticed they have gotten better. Keep in mind, the first time he was attacked, he said it took place over about an hour or something like that. This next time, he said it took them only about 15 minutes to immobilize his vessel. And said the first time that he got hit, that one of them bumped into the boat, he thought that he had hit like a bad wave or something. Then a second hit came and he's like, that's not a wave. And so they started looking around and they noticed the orcas in the water around the vessel. And he said that his first thought was, oh God, like not again, you know? And so the orcas successfully destroyed both rudders of his vessel. I can't remember, like, whenever I read in the article if he was being towed away or if he had another kind of way to be able to still speed off and not be able to steer or anything. But after he left and started, like, getting away from them, well, the orcas left, said one adult gave chase. Chased them for a little while. They were wondering, what in the world is it chasing for? They looked over the back of the boat, and a small part of the rudder, it was fiberglass, was just kind of dangling in the water. Like, you know, swinging back and forth in the water and all of that. This adult followed that vessel, finished off the rudder, like broke off that last little piece and everything, and then turned around and left. Almost as if, he said in his mind, as if this adult had come to finish the job, kind of thing. It's a very strange thing. Now, I haven't heard anything about this in a good while, so I don't know if it's toned down a little bit. Orcas are known to just have fads to where they're like, we're going to do this for a little while. There for a while, like maybe 2 years ago or something like that, I was seeing things left and right that orcas decided en masse, basically, that the liver of a great white shark tasted delicious. And so there were constantly things being documented and recorded and seen and all of that of orcas attacking great white sharks. And the moment that they kill the great white shark, they would rip it open, consume its liver, and then leave. They wouldn't eat anything else of the great white shark. It's like they just wanted the liver. Now, I don't know if that's still happening to the level that it was. It's been a long time since I've seen anything about it. So I don't know if it was a fad that kind of passed. This could be a fad that will pass eventually. And it's been going on for 3 years. and all that. Now, the only problem with that's really happening with it is that at the end of the day, you are in the Orca's territory. That is their world. You know, it's one of those deals of like, they're just doing what animals do. But also, the humans that are on these vessels, it's their vessels. And if these things are going to keep attacking their vessels, that's going to be money. That's going to be insurance claims. It might get to the point to where insurance companies don't want to cover this kind of stuff because it's happening way too frequently and all of that. So unfortunately, a lot of captains and personnel on other vessels are beginning to arm up. They're beginning to carry firearms and things like that to where if the orcas come and start attacking their vessels, they fully intend to start firing at the orcas and potentially killing them and harming them in some way, which, you know, you hate that at the end of the day. You hate that that would happen, but at the same time, you know, it's like you kind of get it because these people are trying to defend their property. So there's that that's happening. One former trainer from SeaWorld believes that this is going to escalate. He worked very closely with orcas for many years. He said he pretty much knows their intelligence level. He knows how they can be. He did say that while they are playful, they do have a dark side about them. And that there's been many times that orcas will start doing something in the idea of this is playful, they're having fun, and it can turn aggressive very, very quickly. And he's also gone on record as basically stating that one of the main reasons why he doesn't think it's actually a form of aggression is that whenever you look at how the orcas are attacking the boats, they're only going for the rudder and all of that kind of stuff. He has pretty much stated that if these orcas truly wanted to, they could just destroy these vessels. They're not hitting them with super massive force. They're not hitting them as hard as they possibly can and stuff like that. So he's like, he believes that they are kind of just playing or potentially showing younger ones how to hunt and showing them hunting tactics and things like that. But he did say that this has the potential to get much worse, and he does not think that these attacks are going to let up anytime soon. So, let me know what you guys think about this. Like, you know, like, get on any of my social medias and message me or anything like that. Like, what do you think about it? Do you find it, are you like me and you find this very, very fascinating? Do you find that it's terrifying? Do you agree with the fact that captains and other personnel members are beginning to arm up to try and defend their property and all of that kind of stuff? By all means, shoot me a message on any of my social medias and we can talk about this because, like I said, I'm very, very fascinated with it and all of that. But all right, guys, that's pretty much the gist of these orca attacks that's been going on lately and all of that. And I just wanted to talk about it a little bit. So moving on. At the time of this recording, in 2 days, Wednesday, I will be doing the weekly Kaiju Havoc. I have a number of news and announcements and everything to make and all of that, so be sure to tune in for that. This Saturday, you know, nearly a week from today, I will be covering the classic film Reptilicus, so I hope you guys will tune in for that. And then next Monday, a week from today, I will be covering the documentary Blackfish, which is about the mistreatment of orcas in SeaWorld and the various attacks that these orcas did, in which some trainers died due to the attacks and all of that, and that now SeaWorld does not have orca attractions at any of their parks or anything like that because of how bad the situation got with orcas. I'm going to talk about all of that. So, alrighty, guys, that pretty much does it for today's episode. Thank you guys, as always, for tuning in and giving me a chance to talk about other things that interest me and all of that kind of stuff. I really appreciate it. Check me out on all of my social medias. On Facebook, I'm Kaiju Carnage, Godzilla/King Kong Podcast. I have a Godzilla Ultima fan page. And on Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube, I'm Cal, the Kaiju Guy. So, alrighty, guys, again, thank you very much. shoot me some messages if you want to talk about the orca attacks and all that kind of stuff. I'd be more than willing to talk to you guys about it and all that kind of stuff. So, all right, guys, we will catch y'all next time. This is Cal the Kaiju Guy signing out.